Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, that's favor of God. Okay, so basically, the Holy Spirit there is the reason why he's with us, to empower us. And then in the death and the resurrection, we see that the Holy Spirit was actively involved in the ministry of Jesus, in his death and his resurrection. And so even when you die to yourself, that much of it comes because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit to yourself in your life. So then if you follow then the role of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, you'll find that the first thing that he does, as long as he's inside you, he sanctifies you. You know what that means? He separates you. He makes you uniquely different and tries to align you with your purpose. That's what the word sanctify means. It makes you uniquely different. You're not mass-produced. You're customized. The second thing we know, he brings to you righteousness. What is right, what is wrong? Peace. Because that's what the kingdom of God is, right? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so he brings to you, he works on your righteousness. He works on your peace. He works on your joy. We know this from the book of Romans chapter 5. The evidence that God loves you is the Holy Spirit inside you. Okay? And then the Bible says this. He imparts hope. He teaches us. He comforts us. He helps us with our infirmities. And there's an important one. He silences the critic inside. There is a critic inside you that is so critical about you, about your looks, about your past, and what you did yesterday, and why you cannot be an achiever today, and why you cannot do anything tomorrow. Your life is doomed. Your life is gone. There is a critic inside you, and that is you. And he's there to silence that critic. And you know how we know that? The Bible says that there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. When you are in Christ Jesus, your slate is clean. God gives you a new page to rewrite your story. There is no, not that you can't learn from your mistakes. You learn from your mistakes, but you don't dwell on your mistakes. You don't repeat your mistakes because you're rewriting your life. And so I think that's absolutely important for you to understand, that the Holy Spirit there is to silence the critic inside you and the guilt. And so then, to throughout the whole Testament, the holiness of God was demonstrated, manifested, and exhibited through his character, through his name, through his words, through his works, through his rulership. And that's what the Holy Spirit's come to do. He's come to demonstrate the holiness of God inside you through your character, through your name, through your words, through your works, and through your rulership. That's what he's come. And so, you know, there's a big question for you, okay? And the question is this. How do you know the Holy Spirit's living inside you? How do you know it? How do you know he's there? What's your answer? That the Holy Spirit is 100% inside you and he's working inside you. How do you know that? Yeah, that's the scripture. That's the scripture. The scripture says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. It says this. Wherefore, I give you to understand. Paul says, you need to understand this. No man speaking by the Holy Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Man, that is it. You know, people can curse. They can say Christ. They can say Jesus, you know, as a curse word. But that doesn't mean that's a conviction of the Holy Spirit. You that are sitting here, Christians, you that are here, the fact that you are in your prayer, you say Jesus is Lord. You can confess that Jesus is Lord. You know that he's Lord over your life. That's why you're here. That is evidence and proof that the Holy Spirit is inside you. And he's there to empower you to do your work, and that includes your ministry. And you know, I've been thinking about that, and something that I'd like to start creating, because I don't read the word, and I look for ways to implement what I read. And one of the things that I want to implement is this. You see this thing about prayer. The children are praying, the youths are praying, the adults are praying. That's an important thing, because you're releasing words. You're giving the Holy Spirit a chance to act. You know, I've been thinking, if we go on a mission trip, and if you can't pray, and if you can't hold a conversation around the word, what's the point of you being there? You know? So I think we need to start training, because one of the things I'd like to do is chop my sermon by 5 minutes and give each person that is interested just to come and do scripture reading, read a small portion of scripture, and tell 3 things that you find in the scripture that's absolutely essential for living or for your advancement, that you saw that God, that wowed you, you know. It's just an opportunity for you to start getting involved, because, man, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So what are you going to say if you have no training? You know? So I'm going to start thinking about that and start putting the roster. And if you say, listen, I'm not comfortable, I'll accept that. But you have to at least pray. Because if you go on a mission trip and if you can't pray for people, why are you coming? You've got to learn to pray. You've got to learn to engage people, okay, on a level that makes sense. So I'm going to start doing that. But we all know that we have the Spirit of God inside. How do we know that? Because the fact that we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, we confess that Jesus is Lord, and we are, yeah, praying to Him as Lord. So no doubt, all of you have the Holy Spirit inside you. But the problem is, He's operating in you at a level that is not good. It's a very, very basic level. It's like entry level. Okay? We need to increase the level of the Holy Spirit in our life. How do we increase the level of the Holy Spirit in our life? 3 things that Scripture tells us how to increase the level of the Holy Spirit in our life. The first thing is this. In John 3:34, it says, for him whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. So that's in reference to Jesus. Why did Jesus have more of the Holy Spirit in his life? Because the Bible says he spoke the words of God. So the more word you speak that's based on Scripture, guess what you're doing? You're increasing the measure, the activity, the level of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's the first thing. If you want to increase, we know that he's there to empower you for work and ministry. Okay? We know he's there. How we know that? We're calling Jesus Lord. That if it's not a swear word, you would respect God, you respect Jesus, and you can only do it if the Holy Spirit inside you. You can't do it if he's not there. So the fact that you're doing it, he's there. Now we're saying we need to accelerate his presence. The first thing is, if you are not speaking God's word, you're not going to accelerate his presence, his known presence. The second thing is this. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, it says this, because you have loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. The Holy Spirit is called the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So the second thing is, if you want to increase the level of the Holy Spirit, his activity, his engagement in you, then you've got to love righteousness. What is righteousness, by the way? What is righteousness? Huh? What do we know about Abraham and his righteousness? Because of Abraham's faith, he was accredited as righteousness. So it was Abraham's faith, his trust and belief in God. God said, that's what makes you righteous. So when we find righteousness, because he loved righteousness, what do you have to love? You've got to love walking in faith. So the first thing, you've got to speak the word of God. The second thing, you've got to learn to walk the faith walk, so that you can get more of the oil of gladness in your life. And the third thing that we know from Scripture is that if you want more of the Holy Spirit in your life, you've got to pray. How do we know that? It says this in the book of Luke chapter 11, verse 11. If a son asks bread of any that is a father, will he give him a stone? No. If you ask for a fish, will you give him a serpent? No. If you ask for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? The answer is no. If then you being evil know how to give gifts, good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him? And so the more you pray, the more you see the level of the Holy Spirit would increase in your life. And you know what? How, you know what that increase is? You know what that increase is? This is what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of the Lord. He is the Spirit of ownership. You take ownership for your things. And you take authority over things. He is, this is found in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. He is the Spirit of the Lord. He is the empowerment in your life. Secondly, the Bible says he is the Spirit of wisdom. Thirdly, he is the Spirit of understanding. Fourthly, he is the Spirit of counsel. Fifthly, he is the Spirit of might. Fifthly, he is the Spirit of knowledge. He is the fear of the Lord. There's seven things there. So if you increase in the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, then you will increase in taking ownership and being responsible and being committed, and increase in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, increase in confidence, increase in strength, and increase in your character. That's how you see that increase. And to do that, you've got to speak the word, you've got to pray, and you've got to love walking in faith. The Holy Spirit is vital in our life to get things going. And so I trust that you would really become serious in the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life and know why he's there, and how to get maximum of it.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.